Bill, let's start with your reaction to the big trade piece. Taylor Hall, he was perceived as the best available winger on the market by most experts, and he and another Sabres forward, Curtis Lazar, are going to the Boston Bruins in exchange for a second-round pick and forward Anders Bjork. What do you make of the deal for the Sabres? This a win? This a loss? What do you think?
Well, I think time will ultimately tell what kind of deal this is for the Sabres. But, I mean, your first look at it, you're kind of underwhelmed. I mean, Taylor Hall's having a terrible season, but, I mean, he's an MVP in his prime. You expect something notable back, especially when you throw in Curtis Lazar. I was very surprised they traded Curtis Lazar. He signed a two-year contract before the season. He's cheap. He just fits in well with what the Sabres want to do. And you trade a Curtis Lazar-type player, and it seems like you're instantly looking for another Curtis Lazar-type player. So I don't know what to make of this trade right now. The problem for the Sabres is Taylor Hall had a no-movement clause, and he had to waive it to leave. So, I mean, he kind of got the pick, in a sense, where he wanted to go, and he wanted to go to the Bruins, and ultimately he got that. But it's complicated by that no-movement clause. It's complicated by Taylor Hall not having a good season. I mean, there are a lot of factors in this. But the early reaction is that Sabres didn't really get a huge return, a second-round pick, and Anders Bjork.
What are some of the other moves that GM Kevin Adams made the past couple of weeks leading up to the trade deadline?
Well, he traded center Eric Staal a couple of weeks ago and got a couple picks. And, again, another established player having a bad season who brought an okay return, but nothing immediate. And then Brandon Montour, a puck-moving defenseman, a right-handed shot, coveted. Not having the best season, hadn't had a good two-year run with the Sabres, but still a young player entering his prime who has a lot of upside, and they just get a draft pick for him. So Kevin Adams has done a good job at least stockpiling draft picks, but I think what he needs to do with some of those picks is package them somehow for immediate help. I mean, people are sick of the draft picks. They have enough picks where I think you could package them for a decent prospect or an established player. I think that's the next step with those.
One player on an expiring contract that was not dealt was goalie Linus Ullmark. What's the situation there, and what are the Sabres looking to do?
Yes, they 100% want to keep him. Kevin Adams told us that on a Zoom call after the deadline. And let's face it, they have to keep him. There aren't any other options in the organization right now. And if you go outside the organization and try to make a trade or sign a free agent, I mean, that's pretty risky and that's hard to do. So their best option is re-signing Linus Ullmark. And he's reached a stage in his career now. I mean, he's their backbone. He's their best player. I mean, he missed 15 games in February and March, and they lost every one. I mean, if that doesn't speak to his value, I don't know what does. So they have Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in Rochester. He's their top goalie prospect, perhaps their goalie of the future. But I mean, he's not ready. I mean, he's had problems since the COVID pause in Rochester. I mean, he needs at least another year, maybe more. I mean, and there's no guarantee he's going to be the Sabres goalie of the future. And the Sabres have veteran Carter Hutton on an expiring contract. They have Dustin Tokarski, who's filling in as a backup right now. He's spent most of his career in the AHL. So there just aren't the options right there, and their hands are tied, and I think they're going to have to pony up a long-term deal worth millions and millions to keep Linus Ullmark.